This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 2nd, God's word for you today is show up. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 9, and it says, "And David became more and more powerful because the Lord of heaven's armies was with him." It will be said of you that you became more and more powerful. You will become more and more powerful in the mighty name of Jesus. However, we see a consistent thread in scripture. For instance, Psalm 84 verse 7 says, "They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion." The key is in the highlighted portion. It is as each of us shows up before God. That is where and when we go from strength to strength. You have to show up before God. And when it comes to showing up before God, you cannot delete it. Showing up before God cannot be deleted. You cannot pay your cousin or life group leader to show up before God on your behalf. They can pray and intercede for you, but God is expecting you. You have to show up. Sometimes we get the role of pastors twisted, and it is because of the herbalist mentality or the consultation mentality of a lot of us. People actually pay other people to show up before God for them. Why did Jesus come to die for you? Jesus came to die for you so that you can go to God by yourself. The job of pastors is to help you, lead you, guide you, and encourage you. But you have to show up by yourself. It cannot be delegated. We have a brilliant opportunity in periods of corporate fast. You must show up and let heaven hear your voice. Thank God for pastors, but you have to show up by yourself. And it is as you show up that you go from strength to strength. It is the person who shows up that increases in strength. If someone keeps showing up for you, guess who will be getting stronger? They will be getting stronger and stronger. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, "But the path of the just is like the shining sun, that shines even brighter unto the perfect day." The just, the justified, the person whom when God looks at, he sees only Jesus. The path of that person goes brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." When you are beholding God, you are becoming like God, and it is because you become what you behold. But when people behold strange things, they begin to become strange things. That is why people can be Christians and be wicked at the same time. Some people are beholding wickedness and are not beholding the Lord. Check what you are beholding. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and strength to show up in your presence daily in the mighty name of Jesus. As I show up, take me from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.